Okay, we're Memvav Amid Aleph, middle of the page of the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says like this. Hey, Melisha, if a man says to a woman, Hiskachli b'tmarazu, become a Kodeshes to me with this date. He gives her a date and says, become a Kodeshes to me with this date. And then he says, Hiskachli b'zu. Then he gives her a second one. He says, become a Kodeshes to me with this. So he gives her two dates. But he says an expression like this. Become a Kodeshes to me with this date. And he gives her one. And then he says, become a Kodeshes to me with this date. And he gives her a second one. So the din is, Im yesh ba'achas meham shava pruta mekodeshes. If one of the two have a pruta, the value of a pruta, then it's a good kedushin. Because he gave her at least one pruta. Vim lav, what happens if none of the dates, that means between each one separately, there is no pruta, it's no good. You can't say he gave her, okay, two halves, so maybe it makes a whole. The fact, the Gemara is going to explain, the fact that he said, become a Kodeshes to me, that breaks it, and therefore it's two separate things, and therefore each one of the two needs to have a pruta. But if each one is a half a pruta, together it makes a pruta, it would not be a good kedushin. Because he separated it by saying hiskachili. Okay. What happens if he says bezu, ubezu, ubezu? When he gives her the dates, he says, become a kedushin to me with this one, with this one, with this one. Then, im yesh shava pruta bekulam, if all together there's a shava pruta, mekudeshes is good. Vim lav, and if not, ain't a mekudeshes. This is, so far, the Mishnah is very easy to understand. When he says, become mekudeshes to me with this, become mekudeshes to me with this, it's two separate things. Each date is separate. Therefore, in order for the kedushin to be valid, you can't combine them. One of the two need to be a pruta. But if he says, become a Kodeshes to me with A, B, and C, and he gives it the three dates, as long as together there's a Shavu Pruta, the Kedushin is good. Then the Mishnah continues. In this case, the Gemara is going to discuss, we don't know exactly what this case means yet. Let's say he gave her a few dates. We don't know yet what he said that the Gemara is going to discuss. But he says to her, he gives her three dates, and he gives her one date, she eats it. He gives her another date, she eats it. He gives her the third date, and she eats it. So the din is, Eina Mekudeshes, she is not Mekudeshes, Achi Ba'achas Me'am Shava Pruta. Over there, one of the three must be a Shava Pruta, they don't combine. Now we don't know, is this going on the first case of the Mishnah, or the second case of the Mishnah? Because there's three cases. The third case is not clear. Because the Mishnah is not defining it clearly. The first case is if you say, hiskachili, one of the two must have a pruta. If he says, hiskachili, bezu, this, and this, then as long as there's a shava pruta between them, it's good. And then the third case just says, if he gave her one and she ate it, one of them must have a shava pruta.
Why?
We'll soon see in the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mantana, where do we find an opinion that says, hiskachi, that when you say twice, the first case of the Mishnah, right? He said to her like this, become a Kodeshes to me, with this date, and again, become a Kodeshes to me. Where do we find an opinion that says, this language separates the two sayings? So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Rab Shimon, it's according to Rab Shimon, to Amar Ad Shiyem Shvua L'chol Echad V'Echad. This is a Gemara in Shvuas. It says the following din. There's a din, if you come to me and say, I owe you money. So you say, come to me and say, you owe me $1,000. And I say, I don't. And I swear that I don't. And then I admit my guilt. So you have to bring a carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to bring a carbon. Now over there, it's called, huh? It's a carbon ashram you have to bring. Now, what happens? The Gemara in Shavuot says the following scenario. Five people come over to me, and each one says, you owe me $1,000. And I say, I don't. And I swear. Well, we don't think what he says. I'm just giving the scenario. Five people say, you owe me $1,000. I say, I don't.
Swear.
No, but then he says, I swear. Is it five sacrifices or one sacrifice?
One second.
Huh? Five. 1 second. So the Gemara says like this. In the case, okay, and he swears, so the din is like this, that is, oh, when he's obligated to bring one carbon, unless he says, I swear. In other words, if the guy says, I swear I don't owe any of you, then it's one carbon. But if he says, I swear to you, then it's five carbonas. That's what Reb Shimon holds. So what does Reb Shimon hold? The fact that you repeated yourself separates each one, and therefore you have to bring five carbonas. Not one. If I said, according to Reb Shimon, if I said, I swear to you, that I don't owe you, that's only one carbon. But if he says, I swear to you, then each one becomes a separate shvur. So Rabbi says, that's the same thing in our Mishnah. The guy said to the woman, become a kodeshes to me with this date, So what is, according to Reb Shimon, that language separates the two. It's not one, it's two. Therefore, if it's two separate kedushins, one of the two dates must have a pruta. You don't combine them, because he didn't say, you, or this date. Here he's using the word kedushin in between each one. Again, kedushin, a good. So that, Reb Shimon holds, separates it.
What's the difference?
Because the fact,
or two times is the same.
No, how many korbanos do you have to bring?
They accepted.
Then the guy lied. He swore, and then he admitted that he swore falsely.
He used the word of Metoshev, like
a shvur.
Yeah. It's like swear.
If he says, I swear.
Is this
Yeah, Bezdin. You don't swear out of Bezdin.
Metoshev means swear?
Huh? No. Just said by shvur. When the guy says, I swear, it separates. The same thing by Kedushin, Reb Shimon holds. Because what did he say? Become a Kedushin to me with this date.
They don't swear.
There's no swearing, but the expression of Kedushin separates the first case from the second case.
It's like making a neder, Rabbi. I neder not to eat date and grapes. If it's separated by two states.
That's Reb Shimon's opinion. Yeah. It's not a question of a neder. The question is, because he said Kedushin word twice, that separates each Kedushin separately.
They already married, they do it.
No.
Which one he accepted, you already...
He didn't give her a pruta. Only if one of the two dates have a pruta, so then the Kedushin is valid. But if there's no pruta in any of them, the two don't combine. Because the word hiskachi separates the two. So now the Gemara says like this. Bizu, what's the last case of the Mishnah? Okay, it just mentions the second case, and then the Gemara says chulu, so it didn't mention the third case, okay? The third case of the Mishnah is, we don't know exactly what the case is. Okay? Again, the first case is, a guy gives a woman a date, says, become a kodeshes to me with this date. And then again he says, become a kodeshes to me with this date. And he gives her a second date. Each one of the two dates must have a pruta. Otherwise it's no good, because Rav Shimon, which is the opinion of our Mishnah, separates the two. What happens if he says, become a kodeshes to me with this, this, and this? Then as long as together there's a pruta, it's good enough. Now the third case of the Mishnah says that if the woman, he gives her a date and she eats it, gives her a date and she eats it, gives her a date and she eats it, one of them must have a pruta. Right? So Gemara says, is this going on the first case or on the second case? When he says, hiskachili bizu, or bizu, bizu, bizu. So Gemara says like this, ahai, what case is it going on? If it's going in the first case that we said, he says, become a kodeshes to me with this, become a kodeshes to me with this. One of the two must have a pruta. So Gemara says, Ma'iri echaz, what is he talking about? She eats it. Afilu menachas nami, even like the Mishnah says, even if it's just on the table, she didn't need it. One of the two still needs to have a pruta. Right? So why are you saying the case of eating? Even if she doesn't need it, one of the two must have a pruta. Ella aseifa, right? So it must go on the end of the Mishnah. That if a guy says to the woman, become a kodeshes to me with this, this, and this, and when he gave her the first date, she eats it. He gives it, she must have been hungry. Second date, she eats it. Third date, she eats it. Right? The Mishnah says, one of them must have a pruta. So Gemara says, afilu bekamaisa. Are you telling me that even if the first date has a pruta, the kedushin is good? Why? Hamilvihi, it's a loan. This is not complicated, but it needs a little explanation. We learned before in the Gemara, a din. If a guy lent a woman money, and she owes him money, okay, and he says to her, with that money I lent you a week ago, become a kodeshes to me. So before in Naval we learned, Mekadesh bilmilva ain't a mekodeshes. It's no good. Why isn't it good? Because at the time of kedushin, you need to give her something.
Right away.
Right away. A loan is made to spend. The Gemara uses the expression, milva lahitza nitna. If I lend you money, the money is made to spend. You owe me money. That's true. But right now, if I tell you, become a kodeshes to me with the money I gave you as a loan, that loan's non-existent anymore. Because the money is not here. Okay? What happened over here? A guy is telling a woman, become a kodeshes to me with A, B, and C. This date, bizu, bizu, bizu. Become a kodeshes with this date, this date, this date. When does he want the kedushin to end? After the third date. It's a funny word. Okay, after the third fig, whatever. The problem is, when she ate the first date, there was no kedushin yet. Correct? Because it says with A, B, and C. Now, if she ate the date, she owes him a date. If the kedushin doesn't work, if the kedushin doesn't go, she owes him a date. That date is not existent anymore. So when the kedushin finished by the third, when he gave her the third date, the first date wasn't there anymore. It's like a loan. She owes him the money. Right? So how could you say that if any one of them has a pruta, the kedushin is valid, even if she ate it? But the first one, if for that matter the second one that she ate, is alone, it's not here anymore. So when the kedushin is finalized by giving her the third date, those two dates, the first one, is gone. She owes him money, but it's not a good kedushin. So the question is, what case is this going on? The Mishnah's third case is that if he gave her a date and she eats it, then gives another date, then she eats it, and gives another date, and she eats it, it's only if one of them have a prut, is it good. Right? So if it's going on the first case, even if she didn't eat it, it's no good. Unless one of them have a pruta. Right? Because he says it's kachi, it's kachi. So he must say it goes on the second case, when he's giving her three dates in a row. So the Mishnah says, if she eats one and two, as long as one and two have a pruta, it's good enough. So Mishnah says, why? It's a loan. She owes him the date. How is it good? What?
You do kiddushin with a ring. You give it a ring, it is her ring. She could throw it in the water, she could do whatever she wants.
But over there, the kiddushin is finalized when you give it a ring. If he gives it one date and says, Eirat Mekudesh Shusti Bizu, and the date has a pruta, if she takes and eats it, it's good. It's not a loan. She took it, the kiddushin is finished. Here, he's saying, with this, with this, with this. That means, when does he want the kiddushin to be over? No, after the third. No, after the third date. Third date. Right.
But with three figs, if the first one has a penny or fruta, and she eats it, and he adds and with this and with this, and with the second or the third, isn't she mekudeshet? She ate the first one, and the father...
In other words, they all have to be present on the table for her to be mekudeshet?
No, but when is the kedushin finished?
Maybe
after the third.
What if she's eating the first?
But if she's
so that is now not, that is already gone.
So
it's a loan that she owes him the date. But in other words, the concept of milva makadish b'milva means if you're not giving her anything when the kedushin is taking place, it's no good. Even if she owes it to you, right? One second, right? So in this case, when she ate the first date, when the kedusha was finished, was this date here?
No.
No. So it's only a loan. She owes him a date. If the kedusha, if she doesn't accept, let's say, whatever. What did you want?
Oh, I was just curious. So regarding the loan, what if he gives her as something to give to her for the kedusha? I understand you say the loan is done already. He gave it to her. What if he gives her an extension that they pay back?
So that we learned in the Gemara. If there's an extension, then that benefit that she gets now by the extension,
okay.
If it's worth a pruta, right. Then it is valid because now he's giving her something. Or if a guy says to her, Hariat Mekudeshesli, I'm by me forgiving the loan.
Oh, definitely.
That's for sure good.
Yeah.
Because right now, but that's not what the expression Mekadesh B'milva means. The guy lends her money a day, an hour ago even.
What's
a loan.
No.
He lends her money at 12 o'clock, $100. Okay? 1 o'clock, an hour later, he says to her, would that loan that I gave you an hour ago become a kedushin to me? It's no good, because he's not giving her anything at the time of the kedushin.
If they give checks, return his checks, is not...
Checks. Bounce checks or not? Depends how high they bounce. Sometimes bounce very high.
No, the ladies give the checks. We put them with the checks. After 3 days, after that, they give the check.
You can't do kedusha with a check. A check is an IOU note. It's not a check. Is not money. A check is not money. A check is an IOU to the bank. Check is not money.
But also, fig is not money.
B'shava kesef. A check is not shava kesef. Not so simple. If you owe me $100, yeah, you owe me $100, and I have an IOU from you to me, yeah, and I go over to a woman and say, "I have mekadesh just with this IOU note," it's not good. What did you give her? You didn't give her anything. Now,
check is the same.
Check is the same. Check is an IOU to the bank.
No.
Unless if the piece of paper is worth a prut. Okay, it's expensive. I mean, normally checks are not worth a prut. Okay. So the Gemara has a problem with this last case of the Mishnah. How in the world is this case going on? Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan answers a very interesting expression. Rabbi Yochanan says like this, a very interesting statement. Hari Shulchan, Hari Basar, Hari Sakin. We have in front of us a table, a meat, and a knife, but Ve'enlanu Lechu, we can't eat. In other words, we have the table, the meat, and the knife, but we have no mouth to eat with. And as Rabbi Yochanan says, we have a Mishnah, but we don't know what it means. It's an expression. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know what the Mishnah means. It doesn't make sense. It can't go on the first case, because even if she didn't eat it, it's no good, unless if there's a prut in each one. The second case, how could it be good if she ate the first one has a prut, how could it be good? So Rabbi Yochanan says, we have meat, table, knife, everything's ready, but it's no mouth. So, Rabbi Yochanan has no answer to the Mishnah, but the other Amiroim do. Rav and Shmuel, Amir Tavai, Rav and Shmuel both say, La'elam Aresh. It goes on the first case of the Mishnah. That he says, Hiskachili Bizu, Hiskachili Bizu. Right? So then the din is, as long as one has a prutza. The Gemara asks, why if she ate it? Even if she didn't eat it, you need a prutza. It says, V'leimi bar kamer, it means not only, meaning. Loimi boy menachas. Not only if it's on the table, do we say ii kashav a pruta. And if one of the two have a pruta, it's good. And iloi loi, but a cheles, when she eats it, I would think maybe it is good. Why? Hoyol mekar v'hanosei. Now she benefits from the actual eating. See, money, the benefits she's getting an object of money here. She's getting eating. So I would think maybe it would be good. Even if there's no shava pruta in each one.
So the question is, some guy gives this woman 3 dates, right?
Yeah.
She eats all of them and still she's in the
girl? Only if one of the three had a pruta.
One by itself had to have
a pruta. One by itself had, well, any one of the three, at least.
Well, she just ate them and she doesn't want to get married to this guy.
She does or doesn't?
Doesn't.
She doesn't like
them. If she doesn't accept the Kedushin, it's not good anyway.
Yeah. But she eats it because she doesn't want to. But she eats it because.
The Gemara is going to discuss when we get through this Gemara. After this Gemara, right after the Gemara discusses, does she have to give it back or not?
She had these 3 dates because she knows if she doesn't eat all of them, she's broke. So she said, I don't want to marry this guy, so I'll eat all of them. All 3 of them.
Does she have to pay him back?
I
don't know. That's what I was going to discuss later.
If she owes him a date, like you said, it sounds confusing. They should use prunes.
Okay. So he says, Aval echel by eating. Hoil mekar v'anoosei. Because there's immediate benefit from the eating. Eima gom makna nafshin. I would think the lady gives herself over to the man even if there's no pruta in each one. As long as altogether there's a pruta. Kamashman, the Mishnah says no. So now Rav and Shmuel have an explanation of the Mishnah. This that she eats it, that we said one of them must have a pruta, is going on the first case of the Mishnah. Even though the Gemara asked before, of course, even if she didn't eat it, well, each one needs a pruta. So Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is saying, because I would think that when she eats it, she's more prone to want the Kedushin. And she'll give herself up over as long as altogether there's a pruta. So the Mishnah says, no. Even when she eats it, you need one of them to have a pruta.
I understand because if he says with this, have this.
No, he didn't. He said, "Become kodeshes to me with this. Become kodeshes to me with this."
Oh, he made it separate.
Right. It's going back on the first case of the Mishnah. Yes. That's where Rav and Shmuel learn it. Rav Ami learns the Mishnah. No, Rav Ami says la'elam aseifa. Okay, it goes on the end. That means, when he says, with this, this, and this, and she eats it, one of them must have a pruta. So Gemara says, why the first two is alone? So Gemara says, you're right, it means the last one has a pruta. Achiyei bachareina shava pruta. The last one must have a pruta. Because the first one is not when the Kedushin is finished. that becomes a loan. And therefore you can't be Mekudesh.
So she doesn't want to marry him, she just eats the biggest one first.
Whatever. She doesn't want to marry him, she just said, I want to marry you. So, Rav Ami answers an interesting answer. That the din, if she eats it, it's only good kedushin if the last one has a shava pruta. I, the Mishnah says one of them. The Mishnah means the last one.
Of course, you do it. This is to testify that one.
Yeah. This, by the way, this is a given. This is all done in front of two witnesses, and you evaluate.
So that should be like this.
Then the Gemara later has an interesting thing. This is much later in the Gemara. Sometimes you do a kedusha with an object that here it's not worth a pruta, but in a different country it is.
Really?
So now the Gemara discusses that whole long Gemara about that. Shama shava pruta b'modai. Maybe in Modai it's worth a pruta. So in the whole discussion in the Gemara is the kedusha. Here it's not worth a pruta, but somewhere else it is. So how do you look at it? But this is a given, that all this Gemara is talking about, there's two witnesses, and you know for sure at the end that one of them, you evaluated it. Yeah, obviously, if not, there's no question here. But Rava says from here, three things. Shmamina mid Rabami tlas. From this din of Rabami, we learn three dinim. Okay, number one, HaMekadish b'milva enim b'kodeshes. Because the fact that Ravami says only the last one has to be a pruta. I mean, the last one must have a pruta. The first two are no good because they're alone. That's the first then. V'shmamina ha-mekadish b'milve o b'pruta daita a-pruta. In other words, it's another question in the Gemara in a different place like this. The whole concept of kedushin is the woman agrees to give herself over to the man for what she's getting. Okay? So the Torah says it has to be a pruta, according to Beis Hillel. What happens if somebody does kedusha with a woman with a loan and a pruta? In other words, it's a wacko cases, I mean, but whatever. A guy lent a woman money a day ago. Okay, so we learned. If you come over to the woman and say, Ariat Mekadesh, let's see, with the loan, it's no good. But here today, he comes over to the lady and he says, I want you to become a Kurdish to me with the loan and the pruta. And he gives a
pruta. For giving the loan?
No. With the loan I gave you and the pruta.
Together, both together.
Yeah.
But the loan is not being given now.
Right. The question is like this. If the woman's mind is on the loan, she doesn't care about the pruta. She's thinking about the loan, then it's no good. But if she agrees for the pruta, then it is good.
Separately from it.
But he's telling her, HaMekadish b'milve u'b'pruta. But the question, he's giving her a pruta.
Are they attached?
No, he's attaching both of them. Yes, the question, though, is that if her mind says, oh, the loan? Okay, I'm going to give myself over to him. Then the pruta doesn't mean anything to her. So she doesn't agree for the pruta. She agrees on the loan. Or do we say that she does think about the pruta because that's what she's getting now? What's Rav Ami's case? Rav Ami's case was, he gave her three figs. I mean, dates, whatever. Yeah, she ate one, it's a milva. He gave her another one, she ate it, it's a milva. Now, the third date is a pruta. Right? And Rav Ami says, it's a good kedushin if the last one has a pruta. So basically, what kedushin did he do over here? He did milva and pruta. And Rav Ami says it's good, according to the Mishnah. So what else do you learn from Rav Ami like this? Number one, if you do kedushin with a loan, it's no good. If you do kedushin with a loan and a pruta, the first two dates are a loan, the third date is a pruta, it's good. And the third thing he says is Moiz Ba'ama Chazrin. That money needs to be given back. Okay? Meaning like this. And this is what we were talking about before. If a man gave a woman a whole bunch of things for Kedusha, in this case, date one, date two. Okay? And he says like this, I want you to become Kedushas to me with three dates. And he gives her this, one, two, and before he gives her the third, he changes his mind. He said, forget it. Does she have to give him back the two dates or not?
No, it was his choice to do that. She was accepting it on faith that he was going to do it.
She was accepting it as Kedushin or as a gift?
As Kedushin.
So then she has to give it back. If the Kedushin never went through, if the Kedushin never went through, she has to give it back. If he gave, if it's a gift, he gave me a gift. Right? Now, what does Rav Ami say over here? Rav Ami said the third one, okay, now there's two ways of looking at it. One way is, it goes into the whole long Megillah at the bottom. One way of looking at it is, he did it for Kedushin, right? And because the Kedushin is no good, you have to give him back. Correct? Or else, you could say he gave it to him as a gift. Because the Kedushin didn't go through. The fact that Rav Ami calls the first two milva, that means she does owe it to him. That means she has to give him the back of the money. Alone. And if she ate it, she has to pay it for it.
If the man is refused, they still got to pay them?
Before the Kedushin is finished?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but over here, he started the Kedushin process, so, but stopped in the middle.
So, yeah, his fault. His man fault.
Right, but does she have to give back what he gave her before?
And you say, yeah.
Well, according to Rav Ami, you have to give it back. Because he calls it a loan.
That's so strange to me, because he said very clearly, this is for Kedushin. So in her head, it's for Kedushin.
Right. And now he canceled it.
Right.
So you have to give it back.
Because it doesn't have the worth of the...
It doesn't matter. He didn't give it to her as a gift. Right. He gave it to her for the sake of Kedushin. Right. Did the Kedushin go through?
No. Right.
No. So she has to give it back. Okay. And that's why he calls it a loan. Because not only that, if it would be a gift, then it might be a good Kedushin. Because he gave her a gift.
How would you say it, though? What would you say?
We'll see in the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara makes it a much clearer case over here.
Is it, they apply for engagement also?
No. This is a Kedushin.
Engagement, they have to give, they still have to give.
Oh, this is a different story. Today, big problems.
Yeah,
people get engaged. They give gifts to each other,
yeah.
And then one of them breaks it off.
Yeah. So, what's the case?
There are a lot of dinteris in this.
You say to them they have
no, over here is only Kedushin. No, the Gemara, in Gemara, there's no such thing as engagement.
Oh, there's not?
There's no such thing as engagement in the Gemara.
Isn't Kedushin engagement?
No. Kedushin is Re'at Mekudeshesli.
It's marriage.
Does she need to get if they break? Minateira, Minateira, if she's a Kayan, engaged to a Kayan, she can, I mean, could do, what?
But she's not married to him.
What do you mean married to him? She can't live with him.
Right.
But if they break,
right?
They need a get.
For a year, in the old days.
In the olden days, Kedushin was done a year before the actual marriage.
Just like engagement.
But Kedushin, Minateira, we learned before in the Gemara. If the guy's a Kayan, she can eat Truma. The Chacham said no, because she might bring it to her parents who are not...
So engagement is not a Jewish concept?
It's not a Gemara concept. Let's put it that way. It is a Jewish concept. But it's not a Gemara concept. In Gemara there was Kedushin and then marriage. There was no engagement.
Wait, yeah, they get married.
Is that engagement?
Yeah, but it's not engagement. There's a whole different halacha.
Uh-huh.
Today if you break engagement you don't need to get a get.
Right. Yeah.
So now the question is when two people get engaged and they give gifts. Do they have to give back the gifts?
They have to. How about the wedding?
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
See, Chabad is not a problem. In Chabad, we don't give the ring until the chuppah.
Well, Rabbi, when a guy asks a girl engagement to marry her,
right. We don't give until the wedding.
He gives an engagement ring and he's saying
it. I'm saying, yeah, but that's not Kedush. That's one of the reasons why the Rebbe didn't like it.
Because it's confusing.
That confusing.
So you don't get engagement if you go chabad?
They give engagement ring in the yichud room right after the wedding.
So it's not the same as saying, I say, will you marry me with the ring? That's not the same as saying,
well, how did I get a ring?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, but let's see in the next piece of Gemara, we'll understand. It's a similar case, but different. Itmar, we learned, HaMekadosh HaChaisei. Listen to that. The guy comes over to his sister. Obviously, he cannot do Kedusha with your sister. But he does Kedusha with his sister. He comes over to his sister and gives her an expensive thing, and he says, Adiyat Mukadeshesli. So obviously, it's not a good Kedusha. The question is, does she have to give back the money or not?
Interesting.
He gives her $100 and says, they're not mukadashishly. Okay, but the bazoo, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. He comes over to his sister, gives her a ring, or in front of two witnesses. Yeah? And here it doesn't matter. It's not going to be good even in front of two witnesses. The question is, Rabba Mamaz Chazrin, the money has to go back. 1 second. Hello? Okay, so what happened is, he gives her to his sister, and he gives her the money. So now the shah is like this. She has to give back the money. Shmuel Amar Moritz Matana. It's a gift.
Is it separate or is one thing? Because the money by itself doesn't mean anything. The only reason I gave him Matana is because of Kiddush.
1 second. Well, the Gemara is going to explain the logic of each one.
Because
she knew. What?
It's not a separate act. It's not like I'm giving you
Matana.
The only giving of you
Matana
is because of Kiddushin.
I understand. What? 1 second, the Gemara is going to explain.
She knows it's impossible
to
have
a Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. Rav says the money has to be returned. Because Adam Yedeh, everybody knows. Shein Kiddushin Teifs and Bachese. That you can't do Kiddushin with your sister. Everybody knows that. So why in the world did he give her the money?
That's exactly why she
1 minute. He gave it to her to watch. To guard it for him. Because Rav says, why in the world would he give her money? Everybody knows Kedushin is not good with your sister. So why in the world is he giving her the money? So Rav says, you know why he gave her the money? And the one's going to detail this more. He wants her to watch the money for him. So the Gemara said, Valei Malal Lashum Pikadon. So why doesn't he just tell her? It's his sister, crying out loud. It's his sister, why don't you just tell her I'm giving you for begotten? He says, Savale Mikabli, she wouldn't accept it. So he tricks her to watch the money for him, because he knows if he would say to her, do me a favor, watch my money, she would say no.
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
To me, anyway.
Okay, but this guy did it, obviously. Shmuel Amar Moritz Matana, and Shmuel says no, the money's a gift, she can keep it. Why?
That I could see.
1 second, because again, everybody knows Kedushin is not valid by your sister. So why did he give it to her? For a gift. So the Gemara says, so let him say to her, I'm giving you a gift. She's going to be embarrassed to accept a gift.
So he has to marry her?
No! So he's giving it to her. So he finds an excuse to give it to her. He thinks she probably doesn't know. Okay? So that's the way he... In other words, Rav and Shmuel both say, listen, everybody knows you can't do it with your sister.
Right.
Okay? So the question is, why then is he giving her the money? Rav says he's giving her the money that she should hold it for him. And if that's the case, she has to give it back. Shmuel says, no, he gives it to her from Matana. Why doesn't he tell her? Because she won't accept it, and this is like this, she'll accept it.
To me, the second one makes much more sense, because it's his way of saying that he loves her. He's saying, you know, Ari, I don't know what that
is. Okay, the halacha is like Shmuel.
Is that the first or second?
Second opinion. In monetary laws, the halacha is like Shmuel. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Masav Ravina, Ravina asks a question on Shmuel. Okay? And Shmuel's opinion that it's a gift, he asks a question. It says, "Amafrish chalasi kemach." Okay, this needs an explanation. When you have dough, okay, you need to separate chala. Okay, you have a certain amount of dough, you need to separate chala and burn it. In the old times, it was given to the kohen. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, chala is biblical. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's rabbinic. The mitzvah of separating chalik. In America, it's only rabbinic. When is the obligation of challah begin? When it becomes dough. When it becomes dough that was made by a Jew. I mean, that's not in the Gittar Gemara, the dough part, I mean the goy part. If a guy makes a dough, like you buy dough from a guy who made the dough, you don't have separate challah. But when does the obligation of challah begin? Not when it's flour. If you separate challah from the flour, it's worthless. You have to first make the flour into a dough, meaning with water, and then you can separate challah. Okay? So now the din is, what happens? Amafrish chalasi kemach. A guy separated challah from flour, and he gave it to the kohen. Because challah in the old times went to the kohenim. Today we don't know who the kohenim are, so we burn it. Okay? But what this guy separated challah, a handful of kazayis of challah from the flour, and he gives it to the kohen. So the Mishnah says like this: Ein a challah, it's not challah, and not only that, the gezel biyat kohen, the kohen is stealing it if he doesn't give it back.
Why?
1 minute.
Because it wasn't dough yet.
1 minute. So the Gemara says, that's what. What's the name? The Mishnah says. So Ravin asks a question. According to Shmuel, there's a problem. He says, L'cheira, amai gezel biyat kohen. Why can't the kohen keep it? Everybody knows. Shem afrish and challah mikemach. Everybody knows. You can't separate challah from flour. So every two-year-old knows that, supposedly. Right? So why is he giving flour to the kohen? Why isn't it a gift? Just like by Kedushin, Shmuel says. Everybody knows there's no Kedushin by a sister. So therefore he's giving it to her as a gift. So why is challah different? Everybody knows you can't separate challah from flour. Everybody knows that. It has to be dough. Right? And therefore, l'cheir, if he's giving it to the kohen, why isn't he giving him a gift? Why does the Mishnah say it's stealing? So we must say that you don't give it as a gift. So by Kedushin, it also is not a gift. Then you're giving it to watch. That's why it's stolen if he doesn't give it back. So the Gemara says, so Shmuel answers like this, Shani Hossam over there is different. Normally, if you know something doesn't work and you give it, it's a gift. By challah, though, we have a problem. What's the problem by challah? The nafik churve minei, if we allow the kohen, you're right. Really, the guy should be keeping it as a gift, the kohen. But Shmuel said what the Mishnah is telling us, if we give it to the kohen as a gift, something terrible can come from this. What bad can come from it? Because zim and this the kohen pachas mechamish shirvoyim kamach. Maybe the kohen will have less than 5 quarters, meaning 1 1/4, of flour by alish le bahadi adodi, and he's going to need kayanidi. He's going to mix this flour that he has himself with this flour because of, and he's going to think nitakne isase, that this dough is already done, separated, and he's going to eat it when it's tevel. Meaning like this. Before you separate challah, if you don't separate challah, you're not allowed to eat the dough. Correct? And if you do, it's called eating tevel. Tevel means things that you're not allowed to eat before the separations. Before truma, meiser, bikurim, whatever. So before you separate challah, you also can't eat the dough. Now, the amount of obligation, and there's a whole, but just practically speaking, in order to be obligated in separation of challah, you need to have a certain amount. 1 1/4. Let's make it simple. 1 1/4. Okay? If it's less than 1 1/4, you don't need to separate challah. Okay? Once you hit 1 1/4 of whatever the measurement is, just leave it that for a minute, then you need to separate challah. Okay? What are we afraid? The Kohen is going to have, on his own, less than 1 1/4. He's going to have 1. Now he gets this flour, and he's going to add it to his flour. Right? Now he's going to have more than 1 1/4. The Kohen's going to think, this is already, what the guy gave me is already separated. Therefore, my flour is less than the amount. So I don't need to separate it. The flour he gave me was separated already as challah. Right?
The Kohen has to separate challah too?
Yeah. He has to separate it, then he can eat it. But he has to separate the challah. One second. So the problem over here is like this. The Kohen himself does not have enough flour to obligate him to do it. But with this guy's flour that he gave him, he will. Correct? So now really, the Kohen must separate challah. What's he going to think, the Kohen though? I have less than the amount. This guy's flour was already taken care of. So he's going to end up eating this batch of flour, thinking I'm not obligated to separate, when he really is. So therefore the Mishnah says you got to give it back. That the Kohen shouldn't keep it to have problems from it.
Because he's not separated.
Right.
1 1/4 is same as 43 volume of...
Yeah. It's a whole cheshbon. I mean,
that's easy to remember. The numerical value of challah is
43 eggs, Rashi says, right. I mean, he goes in, I don't know why it's relevant to the Gemara, but he goes into through 7 loaves and 1 1/5 egg, whatever. Okay, now. But the Gemara is right away going to ask, but why should the Kohen make that mistake if the Kohen knows he can't separate challah from flour? What are we saying? The Kohen is going to make a mistake, think it's already taken care of when it's not. But we just got, the Gemara says, but we just got through saying, V'amet, Adam Yadeshem Afrishan challah kemach. A guy knows he can't separate challah from kemach. So why are you afraid the Kohen is going to make a mistake? So Gemara says, yeah, Yodeya ve'eni Yodeya. He knows, but he doesn't know. What does that mean? Yodeya shei mafrishin challah kamach. The Kohen knows that you don't can separate challah from flour. But why? He thinks it's because tamay umay mishum tircha the Kohen. Because the Torah doesn't want the Kohen to work, to make it into dough. In other words, he knows that you can't separate from flour. But the Kohen, he's an illiterate. He thinks, oh, you know why the Torah says no flour? Because the Torah wants us to get it ready made. You know, with dough, made into dough already. So, v'tircha the Kohen achalte. But in this case, the Kohen would rather get his flour because he's making his dough anyway. So the guy thinks, the Kohen will think, in this case, it's taken care of. And therefore wouldn't be good. I'm going to stop here.